It's KRCB's California Update. I'm Mark Brell. A new report out Monday says foreclosure activity in California dipped to a five-year low between April and June. Steve Milne has more.
More than 21,800 homes were repossessed in California during the second quarter, down nearly 50% from the same period last year.
We haven't seen numbers this low since the second quarter of 2007.
Andrew LuPage is with DataQuick, the San Diego-based real estate information service that released the numbers. A little more than 54,600 homes got a notice of default, the first step in the foreclosure process between April and June. That was down 3.5% from the second quarter of 2011. LePage attributes the declines to several things.
The economy's gotten a little better. Hiring's picked up a little bit in the state. And because of that, there's just less distress out there caused by layoffs and declines in household income.
LePage says foreclosures accounted for nearly 30% of all California resale activity last quarter, down about 5% from the previous 3 months. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
California's unemployment rate decreased slightly for the month of June. As Amy Quinton reports from Sacramento, the state still remains above the national average.
The state's unemployment rate stands at 10.7% for June, down from 10.8% in May. The State Employment Development Department says California employers added 38,300 jobs during the month. That follows the revised numbers for May that showed almost 46,000 jobs were created. The trade, transportation, and utilities sector had the largest job increases over the month, adding 9,400 jobs. The manufacturing sector saw the most job losses, down more than 4,000. The state remains well above the national unemployment rate, which was unchanged in June at 8.2%. At the state capitol, I'm Amy Quinton.
Find these and other stories on our newly redesigned news page. That's at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Brell.